Okay, class, that's all for today. Good work, everybody. I'll see you all after the summer break. Make sure to get some rest and read a lot of books. Hey there, do you mind sticking around for a minute? Yes, you. I need to talk to you about your grades this semester. Just please sit down. So, you see, your grades didn't match my expectations, mister. I mean, at the start of the semester, you were doing so well, but lately something changed. I don't know if it's a change in your interest in school or if there is something else going on, but I do know that you can do much better than this. In fact, the other teachers and I made a bet at the start of the semester about the student that would get the best grades. Yeah, I know. It's probably a bit inappropriate, but the thing is, my bet was that you would be that student. Oh, that surprises you. Well, that's also why I'm quite disappointed with your performance this semester. I know your capacity, and you just didn't put in the right amount of effort, did you? In fact, I'm quite concerned about you. I mean, this is your future we're talking about here. You don't want to throw it all away because you're too lazy to put in the work, do you? So what do you have to say about this, young man? Well, okay, well, that's good that you'll take things more seriously after the summer. I don't think I'm completely happy with that commitment, though. I would much rather see you put in some work during the summer. And I would even propose that you come and see me now and then during the summer so I could help you get back on the right track. Let's call it a special summer development program. I think that would be good for you. So what do you think about that? Well, so you think that it would be a bit inappropriate to see me during the summer? Okay, I can see that. After all, we've not interacted outside of school before. But let me reassure you that this is an opportunity that you don't want to pass on. You see, I really care about my students, and I'll do anything to get them on the right track. I have a passion for helping people fulfill their potential, so I take my job as a teacher quite seriously. So what do you say? Are you signing up on this? Oh, you think it sounds like I'm flirting with you? Okay, that would be inappropriate, I guess. A teacher like me flirting with a much younger student like you, all alone in a classroom like this, right before the summer break. Yeah, that would be quite inappropriate, wouldn't it? Well, let me tell you this. If I wanted to flirt with you, I'm quite sure that, well, how should I put this? I'm quite sure that you would like that if I flirted with you. Wouldn't you, honey? Oh, I see your face blushing a bit. I guess that speaks for itself, doesn't it? Also, I have noted your behaviour in class lately. Every time I'm at the front of the classroom demonstrating something on the whiteboard, I can feel your gaze. Yes, your gaze. I mean, you're supposed to gaze at the smart things I'm writing on the whiteboard, aren't you? But that's not where you've been looking, is it? No, it's not, mister. Don't try to lie to me. I'm very aware that you stare at my butt all the time in class. Every time I'm up there in my tight pencil skirts. Every single time I can feel you checking me out. Don't you, young man? There you go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Telling your teacher the truth? Now, let me tell you a little secret. I like it that you stare at your teacher's thick booty. It even arouses me as I'm standing up there at the desk, that a sweet young boy like you is appreciating my curves. I enjoy your attention, even though I would prefer, of course, that you would also pay attention to what I'm writing on the board. But let me reassure you, you can stare as much as you want, sweetie. You didn't expect that, did you? You didn't expect me to appreciate you checking me out like that. Oh well, I'm probably not what you expect me to be, honey. But You've probably noticed the sexy outfits I wear in class sometimes. My short pencil skirt accompanied by a tight white blouse, unbuttoned on the top, exposing the defined lines of my collarbone. I bet you've even noted that if you're really attentive, you can even see through my blouse. And that sometimes I don't even wear a bra. So if you really try, then you can see my perky nipples screaming for attention behind that blouse. You like that, don't you, boy? Of course you do. I bet you've also noted that I can come off as a bit dominant sometimes as I give my students instructions on what to do, how to solve certain problems, and how to prepare for the tests that I'm giving, haven't you? Well, those sides of me are really the true sides of me. To be honest, I'm a kinky mature woman. I have a nice, firm body and I like to show it off. I'm not insecure like many of the young girls that you go to class with. I'm much more confident and experienced, and I know what I want in life. And let me tell you this, baby. I really, really love to control young men like you. I love to make young men do things for me that they wouldn't do for any other woman. That really pleases me. Do you understand? So let me clarify my offer once again, mister. I want you to come meet me once a week during the summer so I can teach you to be a good, disciplined student. That's right. Just you and me, baby. A little extra tutoring to make sure that you perform well in class after the summer break. So what do you say, Oh, so you like that idea, do you? That wasn't so hard convincing you to give up a bit of your summer break time. Now, let me be very clear. There are a series of conditions to be met on your behalf. Otherwise, this won't work out, okay? First of all, you can't tell anybody about this little arrangement of ours. Is that understood? Good. Second of all, whenever you speak to me, you must address me as teacher. So when I ask if you understand, you're going to answer me, yes, teacher. And if I ask you to do something for me, you will answer, yes, teacher. Is that understood? Good. Such a good little student you are for me. Thirdly, you need to understand that your teacher will be making all the rules. So when I tell you to do something for me, you must just simply do it for me. No ifs or buts. You'll just do it for me, okay? Shh, no questions. I know that this is all new to you and that you are a bit worried about what I might ask from you. But trust me, okay? I will always have your best interest in mind, at least from a long-term perspective. My goal is to make you a good, disciplined student. So, do we have a deal, mister? Perfect. That's what I was hoping for. Now, let me give you a little taste of what your summer with me will be like. Just relax. We'll start with some simple tasks before we go into the more requiring parts of my development program. So, let's see. I think we'll start off with something really basic. Grab your pen and paper and write down, I commit to performing better in class after the summer break. Could you be a dear and do that for me? That's right. Great answer. Yes, teacher, I can do that for you. Now scribble it down for me. There you go. Such a good student. Now let's move on to something that requires a bit more effort. I want you to quickly draw a picture of your teacher. Yes, grab your pen and start drawing. Just like that, good. My long, beautiful dark hair. Mm-hmm. The sexy black frame glasses that I'm wearing. My luscious red lips. Yes, that's good. My big, firm breasts hiding underneath my tight white blouse. You really have a sense for details, don't you? Yes, my perfect little hands, and then my curvy hips wrapped up in my black knee-length pencil skirt. That's really good. You really are a talented student. I can see that. And last but not least, my long, smooth legs and the high heels that I'm wearing to make my heavenly shaped ass pop out like this. That's a really nice picture. Good job drawing it up so quickly. Your teacher is satisfied. Well, let me move on to the question of the tutoring tools that I'll be using during the summer with you. As you probably understand, I won't be giving you any grades on your work. However, I have found other methods of giving my students incentives to work harder. They've been quite successful in the past, and I'll be adopting these methods when I'm working with you as well. You should be prepared, though. You see, these methods, they may be considered a bit unconventional or experimental. I like to work with both the carrot and the stick, so to say. This means that when you perform well, your teacher may reward you for this. However, if your performance doesn't match your teacher's expectations, your teacher may punish you. But don't worry, I'll demonstrate this to you later. As you will see, my teaching approach is much based on interactive learning and learning by doing. And from my past experience, that is the absolute best way of teaching. And believe me, my application of these methods have proven to be very, very well received and have produced significant results for my earlier students. So let's proceed to your next task, shall we? Pull down your pants for me, mister. Yes, right here, right now, no questions asked. You do want me to teach you how to be a good student, don't you, boy? Don't be shy now. Just drop those pants for me, sweetie. Yes, there we go. All the way down to the floor. Excellent. And remove your underwear too. You don't need those right now. I said no questions, didn't I? Just take them off for me. This is all an important part of your development program. There we go. Oh my, that was a big surprise you were packing under there. Exactly what I was hoping for. A young, juicy, handsome, big cock for teacher to work with. Now you see, as I told you before, I'm not really satisfied with your performance during the last semester. So I'm going to need to make sure that you understand the seriousness of the situation. Okay? That's why I'm going to punish you right now. Yes. Even though you've done everything I've told you to do so far, even though you've been so obedient for me, you need to understand that this is a critical part of your development program. Now shut your sweet little mouth and bend over at my desk right here. No buts, my sweet boy. As I told you, your teacher is the one making all the rules from now on. So just bend over at my desk so I can punish you. There we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Now put your face against the wooden surface of my desk. Perfect. Exactly like that. Now stay there as I position myself behind you. Good boy. All bent over your teacher's desk like this. All wondering what's going to happen to you. You're so curious, aren't you? Okay. Here's the deal, my sweet student. Since you have been such a naughty boy during the last semester, I'm going to spank you. Yes, you heard me. Your teacher is going to spank you until your butt cheeks are all red and burning for me. But don't worry, sweetie. This will be over in a minute. Just stay right where you are. I promise that you will thank me for this. In fact, I should tell you something, my good student. I think I should tell you how much I adore you. What a sweet boy I think you are. How much I like the strong young arms of yours. I can see you really work out, don't you? Yes, you do. Your cute, perfect butt. Oh my, that really gets me going. And you're always so sweet in class. Always joking with your classmates. It's so sweet. But, well, where was I? Right. You still deserve a punishment for your performance this semester. So are you ready? Are you ready to receive your first punishment, my naughty little student? Perfect. Just close your eyes for me, breathe, and relax. This will all be over in a sec, I promise you, my sweet boy. There we go. Could you be a dear and count the spanks for me? Mm-hmm. Isn't that a bit embarrassing for you? Bent over your teacher's desk, getting spanked by your generous teacher. Don't worry, honey. I won't tell anybody else about this, okay? I won't say a word. I promise. That's it. Only a few more to go. Good boy. There you go. Such a dirty little student. You deserve this spanking, don't you? Tell me you do. Tell your teacher that you deserve a spanking. Good boy. Yes, you are such a good boy when you do what your teacher tells you to do. Such a good, obedient student. Now, beg me to spank you again. Just do it before I change my mind about our little summer plans. Say, please spank me, teacher. Good boy. Good fucking boy. There we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Now turn around for me, sweetie. Your back against my desk, face up towards the ceiling. Just like that. Perfect. Now let me climb on top of your face. Yes, just like this. My knees on each side of your bright little head. My thick, smooth thighs surrounding you like this. Now just let me pull my skirt up a little bit, like this, and then pull my panties to the side so that you can get a good view of my gorgeous pussy, my pretty pink shaved pussy, hovering right above your face, all dripping wet for you. Yeah, there we go. You see that, my student? This is your reward. Your teacher's wet, tight pussy, a few inches above your face, steaming hot for you and ready to fuck your brains out. Do you see that, sweetheart? It's hard not to, isn't it? It's right in your face and staring into your eyes, asking you to please it. Now, tell me. Tell me what you want. I'm going to ride your face now and you are going to make me come. Is that understood, sweetie? Excellent. Now let me just lower my pussy onto your mouth. Yes. Oh, just like that, my good boy. Just like that. Yes. Eat my wet little pussy. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Just show me what your mouth can do. Yes. Really get your tongue in there. Show me what a good student you can be for me. Yeah, maybe I'll even reconsider your grades for the last semester. Yeah, just like that. Keep going, sweetie. That's it. Now just let me gently stroke your hair as you eat your teacher's pussy. There we go. Softly stroking your hair. Slightly scratching your scalp. Yes, you like that, don't you? Good boy. You don't stop, don't stop. Oh my God. Oh, you're gonna make me come, sweetie. Yeah, you just keep going like that. Yes. Don't stop. Don't stop, baby. Don't stop. Your teacher's gonna come all over your face. Yes, yes, good boy, good boy. Right there, my goodbye, right there. Yes, yes, you're going among you. Such a good boy. Oh, God. That was amazing. Your teacher made a mess all over your pretty little face. God, your face is all wet and shiny now. All covered in pussy juice. Here, grab a tissue to wipe your face off. You can't leave this classroom like that. Good work, my student. You've passed through some pretty intense challenges today. Now I think it's time to proceed to the part that you boys seem to enjoy the most. Sit down in my chair over there. Yes, right there. Perfect. Now close your eyes. No sneak peeks. I don't want you to see a thing, honey. Good boy. Now listen carefully. Can you hear me packing my stuff up? Can you hear that? Can you hear me getting ready to leave the room? Can you? How does that make you feel, my student? After all you've been doing for me today, all you get back is your teacher packing her stuff up and leaving. That doesn't feel so good, does it? Maybe you'd rather like me to stick around. Is that it, sweetie? Maybe you would like me to suck your throbbing cock. Is that it? Well, if you ask your teacher nicely, she might listen to what you have to say. You know your teacher has a very talented mouth. Not only does it teach you things, it can also bring you great amount of pleasure. For example, your teacher's mouth can talk really dirty in your little ear. It can say all sorts of nasty things, like describing how wet and soft and slippery the inside of my mouth is. Like how good it could suck and lick and tease your throbbing cock. Like how perfectly my mouth could work that cum right out of your cock. Like how fast it could make your aching dick explode all over my tongue. I bet if I sucked your cock right now, you wouldn't even last a minute for me. You would just pop instantly, exploding all over the place. That's how good my mouth is. Now, let me paint a little picture for you, my sweet boy. Imagine my mouth a few inches above your cock, my gorgeous, juicy lips ready to take you all in, my flexible tongue ready to play with you, ready to tease you in all sorts of ways. Imagine me letting my saliva just drop down onto your throbbing cockhead, just to make it nice and slick, ready for me to blow it like crazy. You like that, don't you, boy? You like me describing what I could do to you. Now let me show you. Just let me place myself right here, right in front of you. Just let me place my soft little hands on each of your thighs and gently stroke all along those big muscular legs of yours. That feels good, right? As I gently stroke up and down your thighs, as your eager cock is getting even more erect for me, standing at attention for your teacher, ready to get sucked and licked and teased, ready to be taken deep into my soft, wet mouth. Just let me. All over your cock. Drooling my saliva all over your manhood. There we go. Nice and ready for a proper blowjob. So much blood flowing to your cock right now. So stiff and rigid for me. As I begin to play with your balls. Just softly tickling your ball sack. Just tugging on the skin a bit and feeling the weight of your balls in my little hand. Oh my, so full there. So full of hot, creamy seed, ready to spurt out as soon as I put my mouth on your cock. Ready to spurt and jizz and explode all over the place. Yes, my good boy. I'm going to take all that cum from you, every single drop. I'm going to work it all the way from those tight balls up through the shaft and all the way up to that pretty little cock hole right here. Yeah, you don't have a choice, really. I will take it all out of you, no matter if you want it or not. Okay, sweetie, are you ready to explode all over the place? You're so ready for me, aren't you, my good boy? Yes, you are. You're so ready to come for your teacher. Yeah. What do you think about right now, my sweet boy? Do you imagine spraying your load all over your teacher's glasses? Is that it? Or do you imagine fucking me? Do you imagine coming in my tight, wet little pussy? Is that it? Well, I won't let you do that. At least not today. Not today, my sweet boy. You have to earn my pussy first. What do you think about how I was spanking you earlier and how embarrassing that felt for you? Please tell me, honey, what goes through that pretty little mind of yours? Is that pre-cum that I see? Is that pre-cum coming out of your drooling cock? I bet you can't stand how much I'm teasing you right now. You probably want me to just go ahead and put that throbbing cock in my mouth, don't you? Don't you? There's no fun in that. Teasing you like this is so much more fun. And I'm going to have so much fun with you, my student. So here we go. You just listen to me, my sweet boy. Listen to me as I suck on my finger for you. Do you like the sound of your teacher sucking her perfect finger for you? Yeah, that's it. It tastes so good. What's that, sweetie? Is that frustrating for you? Yeah? Is it frustrating that your teacher is sucking her finger a few inches from your throbbing hard dick? Well, beg me to suck your cock then. Beg me to suck your fucking cock then. Do it. There you go, good boy. Now let me lube that thick cock of yours up. Let me use my tongue to smear it all over your cock. Just like that. Get ready for the blowjob of your life, sweetheart. I'm going to take all of that cum out of you. Let me flick my tongue all over your sensitive cockhead. God, you've been such a good obedient boy for me. You deserve this, don't you? Now let me take you all in, sweetie, all the way down every single inch of you. I want you to come as soon as you can, my sweet boy. I have a scheduled appointment with your parents in 5 minutes to talk to you about your grades, so I need you to get going. You just come hard and fast for me, okay? Let me stroke that dick for you. Just relax. You just relax and you come for me, okay? Yeah, you let me empty those heavy balls for you. Yeah, you let me know. Oh, I want all of it. I want all of that creamy cum out of you. That's it. That's it. Good boy. This is your time to shine, sweetie. This is your chance to fill your teacher's mouth full of cum. Yes, you've been dreaming about this, haven't you? So just relax and show me. Show me what you've got, good boy. There we go. There we go. Oh, I can feel you close. I can feel you close, baby. Just let me tip you right over the edge. Let your teacher take all of the cum for you. All of the cum. I'm ready. Make a mess. Fill your teacher's mouth with that thick load of cream. Sorry. Let it spurt all over my tongue. Let it out. Let it out. Go. There we go, sweetie. There we go. Ah, good boy. Ooh, you really made a mess in my mouth there. As I said, my mouth can do a lot of things. Well, now I have to go and clean myself up. I can't meet your parents looking like this, can I? I don't think that would be a good idea. So you can just run off and do whatever you like, sweetie, okay? I'll get back to you when it's time for your next lesson. Until then, remember that you can't tell anyone about this. This is our little summer secret, okay? Perfect. Now, your parents are waiting for me. Bye, honey.